Good morning, it's Danielle Cartwright here with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. The Ocean and Earth Teenage Rampage Junior Surfing event will be held for South Coast kids at Browley next month. It will be one of five events, with the finals being held at Cronulla Beach at the beginning of next year. The event will be expected to bring in hundreds of people into the local area over the weekend of the 15th and 16th of October. The Batemans Bay Night Bus will be up and running again this long weekend. The bus will be back in action from tomorrow, and people planning a night out are being encouraged to utilise the service. Info on the night bus service is available at nightbus.com.au. Clubs in the Bay are behind the service, with several installing an Australian Standard certified breath testing machine on their premise. The machines cost $2 and are considered highly accurate. The whole service is to try and prevent drink driving. Police are warning drivers to check their speed, with double demerits enforced this long weekend. Police will crack down on drink driving, speeding and seatbelt offences. Marnie Proctor from the RTA says the penalties are severe if we break the law.
30 kilometres above the speed limit, you're 8 points off your licence. If you speed by between 31 and 45 kilometres over the limit, 10 points and an automatic licence suspension is what you're facing.
Unions are pushing for the tax-free threshold to rise to $25,000. The threshold is already set to rise to $18,200 under the carbon tax next year. The ACTU claims a further rise could be funded by cuts to the concessions for high-income earners. Nominations for the New South Wales Maritime Medal Awards closed today. The medal is to recognise outstanding contributions in the area of boating safety, the environment or the community. The award has been running since 2006 to recognise role models who have contributed to the maritime community. New South Wales Maritime Acting Deputy Chief Executive Steve Dunn is encouraging people who are considering nominating someone to do it today. Nominations will be judged by the New South Wales Maritime Medal Committee, and winners will receive their awards at a ceremony in November. Updating sport, the Tatha Sunshine Club Board Riders will be holding their annual general meeting on the 4th of October at 7:30 p.m. For more details, see Michael Clark. And the Tura Beach Ladies Stroke Short Course winner of the day was Beverly Smith. There were 23 players and balls went to 66 net. For more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. That's the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. I'm Danielle Cartwright.